Well, I don't know whether they've got to Billamara yet out that way, but they've started from Goolagong to Cowra, joining us on the line. And I believe he's got a couple of legends there with him as well, and the likes of Andrew Farrar and Brad Fittler. Royce Simmons. Royce, good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, we just left Goolagong. Had a real big crowd turn up this morning to see us off. So, we're just heading out, heading towards Cowra now.
Now, Royce, I know that you'll cover 38 8Ks easily, but what about Fittler and Farrar?
I think Andrew's okay, but Freddie's a bit dodgy, I think, right now. I don't think a lot of preparation's been put in.
Yeah, I mean, spirits are obviously high today, but to what extent, Royce, do you know what you're in for?
Yeah, I've had a bit of experience in this stuff before. When I was over at Hull in England years ago, we needed a bit of money to bring Desi Hasler over to play, so I run 5 marathons in 5 days to earn a few bucks. So, and then I did the Kokoda Trail for Panthers on the Prowl charity. I did that a couple of years back, so I've done a few things like this.
He knows what he's in for.
So, Royce, this will be a walk in the park for you. How do you prepare for it, though, Royce, as well? Is there, again, for the people that haven't had the experience that you've had, is there anything you can do to, again, Loz was just talking about when he did a walk with Dean Jones, the blisters on his feet, and I've spoken a lot to Alan Border that's done a fair bit of this as well. How do you prep for it?
Well, a lot of hard work for a start, obviously, yep. But then you've got to think about things like the night, the different, creams and that to put in your feet to take the moisture out of them, and, seamless socks and seamless things on, all little things like that that help you on the way, yeah. Now I shouldn't have said, I've mentioned some creams, and I'm getting some abuse from a couple of blokes I'm walking with. Something about your soft little bludger or something like that.
Blocker's joining you as well. Blocker and Ciro, they're going from Woodstock to Carcor. How's Blocker's preparation been?
Oh, well, to be quite honest, Blocker and Ciro had something to come up. Must have been with the Tigers or something, and they couldn't end up making it. But we've got a lot of, I'm joined by Kurt Fernley tomorrow, which will be great, and Gary Jack one other day, and Gene Miles and Wally Lewis, Alfie Langer, Johnny Cartwright, Nobby Clark, and the list goes on, yeah.
Amazing. Oh, it's great, Royce, that a lot of people can support you. How are you going, mate? How are you travelling?
All good, mate. I just can't believe the support of the rugby league community. That have just jumped straight in, and everyone from like I said, even a couple of Queenslanders are coming down to join me, and so it's been it's real exciting, mate, to get everyone in. It's unbelievable, too, how the support of the little towns have been so good, too. Penrith's been unbelievable, the support I've got out of that city. It's been really tremendous. And the little towns along the way between Goolagong and Cowra, they're all booked out. Every function we're going to is all booked out. So it's just amazing, what the people can do to get behind, It's going to end up. We're going to end up doing really well out of this. I've got a lot of the motivation out of this from Mark Hughes. The things he done for brain cancer and so on, and the money he's raised. He's raised millions and millions. He has for brain cancer. So, I thought, I've seen what he done. I thought, why don't I get up and get going and do something a bit positive myself. So. I'd like to thank him too for the encouragement. He's gave me over his hard work over the last few years.
Now you're walking to Cowra today. How long will that take you from start to finish?
Oh, look, mate, I'm only guessing, but I'd say about 8 hours.
Oh, yeah, 8 hours.
About 8, I think. We've got to be up there. We've got to couple of things up there. They've got a coaching clinic up there, this Arvo, and a function tonight. So we're hopefully up there in 8 hours. Otherwise, we run into a bit of trouble. We'll be too late.
Now, you've got a lot of people that are going to turn up along the way, and I want to ask you, mate, who are you expecting to be the most annoying? Because there's got to be a pest on there at some point in time.
Well, these two today are already acting pretty intelligent. So I've got my work cut out there, but...
I reckon you'll have to be careful when Alfie gets there.
I wasn't putting him in the competition because he's in another class. He's a world champion. He'll win that competition hands down.
Well, it's as admirable as it gets, Royce, and loving these events that you've got in all these towns along the way as well. And just a reminder to everyone, the website is roycesbigwalk.com.au. That's the best place to donate, Royce.
That's great. Thanks for anyone out there that gives me some support, and I hope there's plenty of it. Thank you.
Good on you, Royce.
Good
Thanks
on you,
so
Royce.
Much.
Brilliant.
Oh, boys. Thanks very much.
Royce Simmons there, and roycesbigwalk.com.au. Just a lazy 8 hours.
Sorry
today.
About you, but it's not. It's 8 hours, then he's got a coaching clinic, then he's got a function to go
and
to.
And then get up
and
go
then
tomorrow.
He's got to go tomorrow. 11 days straight. Yeah. Come on, what a genius.
That's what I mean, mate. Like to do it, by the end, he'll be absolutely buggered. He's actually prepared for it, but some of the others, they don't know what they're getting themselves in for,
imagine
especially
the
ones that have said two or three.
Imagine the chafe as well. Like, oh, that feeling. Oh, no way.
It is.
Blisters on your feet. Can't put your shoes on day four.
Nah. And Royce will receive a lot of support. I mean, he's mentioned the rugby league world, but also, you know, being out there from the country, the little country towns, Royce has been a bit of a trailblazer, coming from, you know, where he's from, Goolagong. You know, people will support him, and it's great to see so many ex-players get out there and help him as well. He's going through a difficult period, he and his family, raising much needed awareness and also funds. So if you can support, please do.
Neil Payne getting involved as well, I'm seeing.
I think Payne, he's from out that way.
Yeah, he's from Cowra.
Cowra.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so he's a guest at the Lithgow Workers Club, as is Tim Sheens and Robbie Farrar, Chris Lawrence as well.
Terry Lamb.
At the
Johnny Cartwright's getting out there. Martin Ling.
Well, Wally Lewis at the Katoomba RSL.
Yeah. Mark
on Wednesday.
Dyer.
Gee, let's see what the names he's got for these events. Unreal. Willow from Windsor on the text line. We can't wait to see you at Penrith Park on the 27th. Royce, it'll be a ripper night. No, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but when he walks into that stadium, that is going to be emotional.
It will be.
That will be fantastic on Friday week.
The place will erupt, Middle.
Oh.
He's one of their favourite sons, Royce Simmons, and was part of their first ever grand final winning team. Scored two tries in that grand final in 91.
Great memory.
Probably still hasn't had a beer with everyone.
But has tried.
But has tried. He's just a wonderful fella, Royce. Mm.